Kan je doma vunda mej, sanje niranam sanje, sanje nene mado dos, je me da belam domba, je je raje dor je jon, domar nyo go jo je je, na do da de je go, te don de ba je, te la de kan je me me yo, je me ma ye ye me, je je don, ta var me ne me te dang ra, so so rang, why je me ye je, why je ra nang de me ba, when la ja ba dang, dang dang ra re, nam bar jom ze tam ju, nye ma de la du, sum de rai je, why za ra ve, nyo mo ngô me de ba, kanda ro ge da me da ye, yanda do ne dam je la, zo be zan je ji jo ze, de ba me be lo ngô wa, sem je nam da da ye, yur ji ye ji ze ngô, Oya, ta chini je ton dor temba song na ta nye ba dor ten je ton je prekhe par. Je prekhe par sa o.
So a summary of Dharmata has been given. Now each of the points in the summary will be explained individually in detail.
Bien, donc ce matin, nous avons vu le résumé général des six points, qui sont les six moyens d'expliquer le Dharmata. Et aujourd'hui, ce soir, nous allons voir donc en détail chacun de ces points.
Tene dom jen dorten yen dota jehe la yon trok yopale. Trok yopale. Trok yopale tangbo tsenye ne. Tsenyi dor ne jeta yin hi tsawa songde. Hi tsawa tere.
So, the detailed explanation is in six points, as was the summary. So, the first point, according to the root text, then is as follows. The characteristics are as has been explained above in the summary.
Et donc le premier point de la caractéristique du dharmata ou de la dharmata donc a déjà été expliqué ou disons l'explication ne diffère pas.
Namzangam nyande jinseni de kani kena. Ah.
Ah yes.
Kongdon doro dute. Kondo dorten je kapso dortu te tempa kapso tegeni chini tegeni zonwa so nzemba zonwa so yedang drawar zonwa so yedang drawar tempa chetawa chetawar hibar sao.
So dharmata, well, the characteristics of dharmata or the enlightened state, the completely pure state, are then, as has been explained, explained in the summary above. So Dharmata related to the way things truly are, the ultimate nature, then relates to a state which is baseless in the sense that there is no reality in terms of perceived object and so on, as has been pointed out above. It's not basis, it's the number 4. It's spelled differently. So this true nature, Dharmata, relating to the way things truly are, then is free of the 4, namely perceived object and so on.
So the
4 then relates to perceived object and perceiving consciousness, and that Dharmata is beyond cannot be defined through a definition, cannot be described through a name, through naming it.
Et donc ces quatre, donc ici, donc J, en tibétain, ce n'est pas le, c'est bien pas Oja, J, c'est-à-dire les quatre, et ces quatre points, ou ces quatre topics, donc, c'est la définition donc de la téléité qui est dénuée d'un objet qui est perçu, d'un sujet qui perçoit.
Then
there is the second point, which is that the
Dharma
is not perceived, but there is the second point, which could be translated as basis, in the sense of being a basis independence on which realization of Dharmata arises. The root text says that basis relates to all phenomena and all sutras where the Buddha's word is recorded. So, first basis in terms of what is defined or pointed to by certain characteristics, then basis in this context, relates to all phenomena, that is, all objects of knowledge, including both pure and impure phenomena, samsari
pure
phenomena and enlightening phenomena.
Et donc ici, ce point de référence est à deux aspects. Tout d'abord, ce sont en tant que ce qui doit être exprimé ou ce dont on parle, ou ce dont il est question. C'est tous les phénomènes, donc le point de référence du Dharmata, ce sont tous les phénomènes, tous les connaissables, tout ce qui doit être connu.
Donc
Sonrab yinla chungni ji dupe dode tamche nimbar dodo. Sonrab yinla chungni ji dupe dode tamche chungni ji nere. Juzi re. Chungni ji juzi re.
Then
yinla chungni di kandu jargu. Yinla chungni si yang si nye ba de, chik si je ba de la so ba chungni re. Te sonrab yinla chungni te Sonrab yinla chungni te juzi je wang du se bare, chungni te bare, tungni te bare. Tene? Tene yang se nye ba de, cik se che ba de la so ba sonrab yinla chungni re. Tele chungni te bare. Re re re. Sonrab yinla chungni yang koma nyong ma tene.
Yes?
Ya ya.
Koma nyong ma re.
Ya ya.
So then there is the means by which something is expressed, that is then words, names, phrases, whatever, that then relates to all the sutras where the Buddha's word is recorded, and here there is a category consisting of 12 branches.
Ji sir khe na te tar yin ba jum sin ji sir khe na ju za chu tam che chu ni ji ne yin ba tang ju zi ji wang du se na do de tam che yin ba jum sin kar sa na khe na chu tam che la Gunzang dupe chu tamche la Tani do, Gunzob do Zangbo lang ngenba torbe Landor la sope tsor tang, Landor seba tang Ton tambar mamekbar ten la papa le Mekba mamekbar ten la papa te gomba la ten de nyande tope ser na Tene ser na chu tamche Jyoza, Jyoza wang tu se na chu tam che chu nye ji yam ne re.
So in terms of all phenomena being the basis of dharmata, as we saw, that relates to all phenomena, including then impure phenomena, so to speak, such as conflicting emotions, mistaken views, and so on, as well as things that lead to or bring about enlightenment could be referred to as pure phenomena. Now, on a relative level then, through these there will be a knowledge of or understanding of what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected. So these phenomena relate to what is to be adopted and what is to be avoided and rejected, as well as these two categories of phenomena, which includes all phenomena, also relates to acquiring a definitive understanding of the ultimate, which is a state free from reference, free from a point of reference, independence upon acquiring such a definitive understanding, then nirvana will be attained.
Jyoza kunzang ge chu tam che chu jin chu nyi yang de je ne yin de tani do lan do chol gin se ba dang don tam bar mek pa me bar ten la pap jin gom ba le yang de to ge se
so this first category then relates to that which is pointed out through a definition or through giving the characteristics, as we saw, that includes all phenomena, pure and impure. So in the form of syllogism, then the subject is all phenomena, both pure and impure. These are the basis of dharmata, since in relation to them, one will know what to adopt and what to reject, as well as attaining nirvana as a result of having acquired a definitive understanding of the ultimate, which is beyond a point of reference, a state free from reference.
Et donc, ici, donc le point de référence, si l'on met ça sous la forme d'un argument logique, on peut dire que le point de référence, de considérant tous les phénomènes...
Ton tambar mamek patin la pap ki nyas lemba le nyande to patin chik ki Yoyza kuzan ga chu tam je chuni ji ne es tembar. Tani do landor tsor yin sepa. Tani te yugne ton tambar mamek var ten la parking gombe nyande tepe. Tensik ki chu tamche chuni kunzang dupe. Gyoza kunzang dupe chu tamche chuni jine es tembar.
So by these two categories, then it's pointed to that all these phenomena, or all phenomena, are so to speak the basis of dharmata. So it was mentioned that through understanding what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected, and then practice accordingly, and through acquiring a definitive understanding of the ultimate, a state beyond reference point, one attains nirvana. The phenomena... No, sorry.
Yeah, for this reason. Or phenomena.
No, you can't say for this reason, you see. Really? Well, it is pointed to by this. Yeah, because of that, or through this, then that which is defined by words or expressions, namely dharmata, well, it is pointed through this then that all these phenomena are, so to speak, the basis of dharmata, which is described by words or pointed to by a definition. Dharmata being that which is expressed by words or a definition.
Et donc, si on met ça d'une autre façon, donc si l'on renverse l'argument, on peut dire que ce qui est...
Jyuzi sonrab dode tamche chuni jine imbe jimtsin karasana sonrab la sonrab dode tamche la Dode namla tusam ji kyokpale, tuba dan sambe kyokpale, lan drupchor la, nyangilin debe lan drupchor la mamong baran jurba se na, tene sonram dode tamche chunye nyande jenere.
Then there is the second aspect relating to words that expresses, i.e. in this case the ultimate, as we saw that relates to the Buddha's word. Through listening to his word and reflect upon the meaning, then one will know how to practice the path. One will not be confused as to how to practice the path.
Et donc, Sonam dode tamche chuchin. Juzi sonram dode tamche chuchin. Chuni jine inde tusam ji yoga le la dropso la mamon baran jurbese.
In the form of an argument, then it would be as follows. The subject is all sutras where the Buddha's word is recorded. The Buddha's word then expresses or defines dharmata, that which is to be defined. So that's the subject. So these sutras are the basis of dharmata, since in dependence upon them, one will not be confused in terms of practice as how to practice the path. The next point then was to ascertain dharmata. The root text says that to ascertain dharmata means to acquire a correct knowledge based on the Mahayana sutras, which constitutes, i.e. the knowledge, all the aspects of the path of junction.
Somba ton tela ngi parinje pa hi savane ngi parinje pa hi sav ton karasana tikwa chembun do de ye tikwa chembun do de gondon la tembe tembe chorgin yil se pe dube yolan tam je le kedo.
Then dela ngi pa chepa
sunga re ton tela se do chuni je Chuni je ton te la nge paran je pa, hi sab ton kar re. Thikpa chimpun do de gondon la, do de juiza ton la ten pe, ton la ten te, tsorgin yi la se pe, manorvar yi la se pa la ten pe, yi la se pe, du pe jolam tam je, jolam tam je nge je yin la re, nge paran je pa.
So, to ascertain dharmata, then as was said, means to acquire a correct knowledge based on the meaning of all the Mahayana sutras, which constitutes all the different aspects of the path of junction.
Jisar ninji sa nyam na, ninji hi ju gubi jumtsin kanyi sam na, chujur to, chulam tan jolam to, dodi tong yin, dodi le chetar sumba yin to, tupi hirab, sambi hirab, gombi hirab sumji goni, yila sepe, yila sehi nyam salami, chunyi ji tong, chunyi ji tong teni ngipar jepam, Niparan jepa miyana, musimba la, tekeji sa wangji hi jubare.
So then that is explained as follows. As was said, one ascertains, or so to speak, determines dharmata through a correct knowledge. That knowledge is then acquired through developing the three wisdoms arising from listening, reflecting, and contemplating. It's then an acquired knowledge which correctly at the time, well, sutras, then that one comprehends correctly at the time of the parts of accumulation and junction.
Et donc, lorsque l'on dit que, lorsque l'on parle de la certitude concernant le...
Te andor dana, tsujur to tongba ni gombe, tongba ni ngon som do ma to na yang sanang to pe kapso, to ni gom te sanang to pe kapso te ne jo la se.
So if one relates this to the practice of meditating on emptiness in relation to the paths of accumulation and junction, then it would amount to attaining clarity in the practice, which is not a direct perception or seeing of emptiness. That clarity then occurs at the time of the path of junction.
Donc si l'on met ça en d'autres mots,
Then the next point relates to the path of seeing. The root text says that insight or seeing is as follows. Having acquired the correct view, one attains direct perception and experience of dharmata at the time of the path of seeing.
Et donc le quatrième point, qui est ce qu'on a appelé ce matin le contact, gardons ce terme pour l'instant, donc ce sont le... C'est donc par la réalisation ou l'obtention de...
Téla, rikpa ki sava kare, rikpa ki sava te yurchin tundan hibi hirabji. Tundan hibi hirabji. Yana rikpa soso rang rikpa yehi ji tumpa ni togarawa. Yurchin tundan hibi hirabji jine se jite meke. Tundan hibi hirabji meki. Yana yurchin soso rang rikpe yehi ji jiktin le depe. Jiktin le depe se den jiktin pa nam je tokpar menu pe yang ta pa tawa tope ser. Jiktin le depe tawa tope ser ngondu jirpe ser. Tombe lan ji. Tona chuni ngon som to tongwa re. Tombe lan ji. Tönche tsam mayin pa, tönche se jute ton rantsin mayin pa, tönche namba lo le hirabatil tönche se re. Tönche tsam mayin par, ta nyamja ki tokso da jitab ki tokso ni le, nyamja do chunyi ki tsor, nyamja do chunyi te ngonsom ki tsor to. Jinsin ki dizi may par, ngonsom to, Gwesom ji tsordo yor chunyi te yinyi te Tongbang ka teme tapa ngondo topjen Tonglam ngondo jirba kapsun Tongbang ka teme tando ra Tongbang ka teme takpa chunyi Gwesom to jorjen topjen Jitob to karra Jitob to nyamya tele lama Jitob to yang takpa tawe nyansu nyongwa Jitop tu yang tapi tabe nyasu nyomokan. Ya.
insight or seeing is then explained as follows. It relates to seeing with the eye of wisdom, that is the subject then sees with the eye of wisdom the ultimate or the ultimate nature, dharmata. This is then again relating to attaining the correct view, a view which is beyond the world. Independence upon attaining the correct view, such an understanding, then the path of seeing is attained, through which, or as a result of which, there is a direct perception occurring in meditative equipoise of the object, namely dharmata, which, as we saw, relates to the way things truly are. This is then, as was said, a direct perception. So it is a direct seeing or perception of dharmata, which is not a conceptual image, occurring in meditative equipoise. Through this, then, all the stains that are given up through attaining the path of seeing are removed, are purified. That's the first aspect in terms of insight or seeing relating to meditative equipoise or meditation. Then there is the post-meditative phase. Their insight or seeing relates to whatever experience one has resulting from having attained a correct view, resulting from a correct view.
Et donc ce
tene te ta ta chuni ngon som do tokbetse chuni ngon som do tokbetse tokpa nam phak ba sa to pare tene lam nga yin nang ni se na chuni ngon som do to pe nyam ja ji nyam ja ga ka te tene thon nam re thon nam nyam ja te le lang de gom ba ka ju tene gom nam yin.
So as we saw, seeing or insight in this case relates to a direct perception of dharmata occurring at the path of seeing or when attaining the path of seeing. that, as was said then, direct perception relates to the path of seeing, and refers to a state of meditation, meditative equipoise. Then there is the post-meditative phase, which relates to the path of meditation, where this direct perception is cultivated.
Jitab gona mare.
Sung soma.
Jitab gona re sega mare.
Oh, kandu sung so.
Tonye ngon som to to pe nyam ja tele malang pa parta te thonam re.
Yeah.
Nyam ja tele lang sa du tene tonye gomba te tanda tene gomlan do re. Ina jitab me lam sam gona re sega mare. Jitab nyam ja de lang ne jitab jana wa kya gre. Tene tonye gom bakapso tene gomlam re.
So the path of seeing is then synonymous with perceiving dharmata directly, That, as was said, relates to meditative equipoise. Then one, then later on, not the post-meditative phase mentioned in connection with this, but later on, then when this direct perception is of Dharmata is cultivated, during a post-meditative phase, that relates to the path of meditation. The phase in this context,
yes,
relating to whatever experience you have through this correct view. When he spoke of the path of meditation,
mm-hmm,
he related it to a post-meditative.
No,
phase,
I understand,
but not
but
this
is,
one.
Is that what I don't understand? I mean, is that
when
Donc, ici, Rinpoche réunit donc.
Simply, the path of meditation simply refers to when one later on cultivates the direct perception one attained when attaining the path of being. It's not particularly related to a post-meditative phase.
Rākpa vāngta sēnā sāpchū yināne sā tāngpō tōnglām tāng lāma gata gōmlāng lī yāparē. Tēlā hiepchā trāpa sūnā Rākpa vāngta sēnā sāpchū yināne tāngpō tōnglām rē sā gata gōmlāng lī yāparē. Gōmlām sā gāsē. Trāpa vāngta sēnā tēne sā tāngpō lā tōnglām tāng sa tangpura jirpan thonglam dan gomlam soso seje yuvar.
Ahicha, sa
tangpura. Sa tangpura jirpan thonglam dan sa tangpura jirpan gomlam nye yuvar. Karasana thonglam nyam kya jikrava. Tele lang jitab da tso sa yang nyambar ya, yang tso sa nyambar ya koyar. Di sana sa tangpura thonglam dan gomlam nye seje yuvar.
So, there are different ways of relating the 10 bhumis to the paths of seeing and meditation. According to one presentation, which is not so subtle, then the first bhumi relates to the path of seeing and the 9 other bhumis to the path of meditation. Then there is another way of looking at this, which Rinpoche says is more subtle, where both paths of seeing and meditation relate to the first bhumi, since the path of seeing is just an instant where there is direct perception of Dharmata, then one after that arises from the meditative state and enters the post-meditative phase, where one accumulates merit and so on. Again, one goes back to the meditative phase where the direct perception of Dharmata is cultivated in order to familiarize oneself with it. So in this way, both paths can be related to the first bhumi.
Et donc,
Rete jamsen karasana Sani Sarmpo Vatsi Sani Sarmpo Siji the San Tangbo Ni Nipalam Po Vatsi Nyamya Ne Nyamya Lampo Gore Jitom Ne Nyamya Lampo Gore Nyamya Ne Nyamya Lampo Gore nyamgya ni nyamgya la bhodu ta tene sa tangpo la thonlam tang gomla ni me na sa tangpo nyamgya sa tangpo la nyamgya thonlam nyamgya chik ma to yo ma re tene lam sang sa ni pa la to pe chong yo re ti parta go yo Sani sar bodu nyamgya ne nyamgya la poko bare. Nyamgya ne nyamgya bodu sa tangpo te thonlam le gya te nyamgya ne nyamgya la pono sa tangpo topa da lamsa nyipa topa dobo chungyo. Ta chi sa tangpo la thonlam da gomla nyi gya andu nyamgya ching thonlam se. Tene lang te jitok cho sa tene nyambar gya andu gomlam se. Tene sa tangpo ke chik tama nyamgya ne Nyamgya tham ting ni tini sa nyipal po re.
Re. So when
sa ne sar po va.
Moves on from the first bhumi to the second, then one moves from a state of meditative equipoise to another state of meditative equipoise. Therefore, the latter exposition or explanation, where it was said that both paths of seeing and meditation occur during the first bhumi, would be more reasonable, since the path of seeing is just an instant of direct perception of dharmata. Then, in between, there, as was said, is an alternation between meditation and post-meditation. One alternates between these two states and then attains the path of meditation. So there is an in-between period consisting of these two phases, meditation and post-meditation. Then at the end of a phase of meditation from among these, then the path of, the second bhumi is attained. So in between, one then rests in meditation and in the post-meditative phase accumulates merit, purifies obscurations, and so on. So, from among the six points relating to Dharmata, four have been explained. That then included the path of seeing, attaining the path of seeing.
Et donc, parmi les...
Ta tanda trepa tuzo mando san hyopa trepa tuzo so.
So there is no time for questions. There will be tomorrow morning.
Donc il n'y a plus le temps maintenant pour des questions, mais demain matin, je vais faire une session de
questions-réponses. Tsunye ne Tila ngay paran je pa ne tikpa jimbo do de tenpe zur jin yi ji pe dupe jor lan dam ji rikpa yang da da do zir nuwe lan ji ngun su su du di ji ni do yang su nyua lang yin ba
chunyi nyande jinsinyi ne zonwa dang zimba nyi linde pa jyoza dang jyozi nyi linde pe te yinyi Chunye che ne ne Jyoze wang do se na kunzang dupe chu tam che Chunye che ne Jyoze che wang do se na Sonram do de tam che Chunye che ne Tani do landor mandor va chorjin se patang. Yang takpar memek be chorje nyam su lanwe chunye nyangin len de batupe se na jyoza kunzang dupe chu tamche chunye jine. Sonram dode nan la tusan gomba tsorgin seba la tende chunyi tokpar njurva se na sonram dode tamche chang juzi chunyi jine. Telang ni parin jepa ne tikpa chenpu ndo del. Tenpa tsorikin yi sepe dupe jorlan tam jeta. Parin je pan ne tikpa chenpe dode la chujo to tusan gomba tsorhi sepa la tende chunyi ji tong ni parin je pa mungo hi pa yolam je tu pa Rikpa yanda tatup se. So so rang, so so rang rikpe yi shi chi jik ting lin de pe tawa tupi ser Tuenje zama yinpe chunye ngun som to to jing. Tongbang zhaman tada dang zharwe Chunyi ngondu churpaam thopa. Thonglam nyingi. Jitab da yang tak peta ve nyam su nyo.
Rima yang da na do zi. Tong la. Tong ve lan ye ngu zom. Sor do de ye nye do ge.
Yeah.